Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, my team and I are talking all things Valentine's Day, but this isn't your typical Valentine's Day discussion. Topics include unique ideas to do it the sexy way, tips to up the dirty talk ante, the benefits of exchanging ideas about what you really want without holding back. I promise it works every time. We're also getting into how to embrace your kinkier side no matter what your experience level, why it's important to carve out me time with a few of your favorite toys, of course. Things to consider if you're dating your coworker, best positions to enjoy sex with a well-endowed man, and ways to take the pressure off Valentine's Day planning and expectations. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because it's a goddamn party there. We have a lot of fun at sexwithemily.com. We've got a lot of our blogs and posts and things that are going to help you have better sex and relationships. Just like my team, they are with me here today for a very special show around Valentine's Day. Because it's happening. You can't stop it. Whether you love it or hate it, we're going to help you make the best of it. Whether you're single, in a relationship, you don't care. It's a day of love, and we're going to reinforce that today. So my team is here. Say hello, everyone.
Hi.
Say hello. Who you are.
Oh, what you do. Jamie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
Jenny.
Hi. Hi, guys. Okay, so the first order, we got some things to clear out here of the way so we can get on to the meat. we love hearing from you, you guys. You guys read all the emails too that come into our feedback and that you guys send. We love your questions. We like helping you find your G-spot, navigating your mismatched libidos, how to spice things up in your relationship. And we've answered these questions a lot. Right? They're all on the website. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. They're on podcasts. And I was thinking in this new year, like, what kind of new, is there any like new questions you have or things you're like, oh, I really like to know, you know, there's a lot happening in the news right now with, you know, hashtag me too, sexual harassment. Is there anything you want us to clear up around that topic? Because we can do that. We will do that. I think the world is a very exciting place now that it's actually not going away. It's a movement and it's a change. And I think we're feeling that change and we'd love to talk to you about that. Technology and sex, VR porn. I just had my first VR porn experience. We can talk about that.
Ooh,
oh my God. Like navigating modern relationships, if you're in an alternative relationship, polyamorous, whatever that is, we can talk about it. Sex and spirituality, fantasies, kink, anything you guys that you feel like, what do you think?
My biggest suggestion is it's a safe place. We are here to support, not judge. So go for it. Ask us some intimate questions. And Emily will, I'm sure, very happily answer.
I will. We are safe. It's a safe spot. Anything come up, you guys? Is. Any other topics that you think we've covered a lot? What do you guys see this year? Anything come up a lot? You're like, wow, another question about rimming, for example.
just about like ways to communicate with your partner, which are always, you know, important. And we can't, you know, not stress that enough. However, it's like sometimes it's true. It's like, think about it. Like, there is this whole website. Like, we take the time to like listen to your questions and then, you know, get Emily's feedback. And we try to write blogs of things that we think are going to help you guys out. So I'm not saying that your question is not valid, because your question is valid. But at the same time, it's like, use our website. Like, just type in, like, you can't find your G-spot. I guarantee if you type that in on our website, you're going to get like hundreds of things that are going to help you find it. Podcasts, blogs, different things. You know, so just, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a really, like, really intricate question, go ahead and ask it. Like Shannon said, like, it could be the weirdest thing ever, but we like weird.
Exactly. Yeah, we love weird.
And I was going to say to that, if you do have a specific question about, like, your relationship and how to deal with a specific situation, what I love about those questions is those are perfect for the call-in shows, because I can really help you dissect it, get to the bottom of whatever's on your mind, and we can walk through it. And those are great for those shows. Mm-hmm. I enjoy those. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you guys. Also, I'm excited for, and I hope you'll join me on February 6th. We're going to be doing a Facebook and Instagram live. Same time, because you can do that stuff. It's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. So get your sex and relationship questions ready. Mark your calendars now when you're hearing this, because these are fun. We have a lot of people, you know, who have been, when we've done them in the past, and we're going to answer your questions. If you have anything additional about Valentine's Day, we're here to help. We're going to be showing you some cool stuff we got into the office. So, February 6th, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. That's all at Sex with Emily on Facebook and Instagram. I guess, what, facebook.com/sexwithemily?
Yeah.
And then we're doing a caller show on February 8th. I'll be taking your calls. So again, if you're sending in a question, or even if you've already sent in a question, but you didn't check the box to be called, we're happy to make an update to that. So you can just say, hey, here's my question, and call me, because I love those shows. Those are really fun. And as always, join me on social media everywhere and anywhere that you are wasting your time on social media. Just kidding. It's not a waste of time. Sometimes it is. We all get a little distracted, but it's all at Sex with Emily, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. Okay, you guys, let's get into Valentine's Day.
The big V.
The V.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so I just want to go around and say, I want to ask you guys, like, what is your most memorable Valentine's Day and why?
It's not that I haven't had any like super amazing extravagant Valentine's days. However, one year my boyfriend at the time came over and I was wearing like full on lingerie, the house to myself, which was, you know, when I live with my parents, it's not always easy to have that. And then he surprised me with a fish, and like, I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to be sexy over here, and then all of a sudden you're super cute and I have a fish. And then I kind of like was like, oh shit, like, can we wait to have sex now? I really want to name the fish. Like, I want.
But what was it about that? Was it that it was a surprise?
Well,
had you been talking about a fish for a while?
No, okay. I had it. And it was just interesting. Like, he gave me, like, you know, first, like, the biggest box of chocolates I've ever seen, which, like, I love chocolates.
Was he compensating for something? Just kidding.
He was actually Jewish, so you know how their penises are.
Hey.
Anyways, inside jokes. We can't kind of, do. But.
inside you, baby.
Yeah. Anyways, but no, it was just because, you know, my boyfriend at the time wasn't like he was necessarily the best boyfriend. And I was just actually very surprised by that. I thought it was very thoughtful. It was something that wasn't going to last just for that day. Like, it was going to be like this thing that I could also take care of. We could take care of together, you know, and it was a really pretty betta fish, like blue and red. Oh. And it was just like, I don't know. It just felt like it was unique.
A surprise and unique and thoughtful.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so, we sometimes overthink it. Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
I just liked it.
Anyone else?
I had a scavenger
Jenny.
Hunt.
Jenny?
Yes. With my, I mean, to be fair, I had a lot of time on my hands because I was trapped in Maryland without a car. But when you have a lot of time on your hands, I had origamied a couple boxes with clues in them.
Origami.
Yeah, literally hand origami.
You have some time in your hands.
I had a lot of time. And I had clues hidden in them. And then I was just in laundry. And there was laundry in the origami boxes and snacks and obviously tips for where to find the rest of the origami boxes. But we never found three. So
because you were just
somewhere there. I hid them, like, but it took a while to plan. Okay. So
you like forgot what you hid them.
Yeah. Still have no idea what happened.
The next people found them and they were like, what is this?
Origami. That's origami. Even if you can't fold. I like the idea of playing a game and doing something. Yeah. You should see how I fold my towels. Okay, it's not good. Anything with you, Shannon?
I mean, mine's not that exciting because I've never put that much stress on Valentine's Day. So, but the most memorable one I honestly have is, it was the first one with my now boyfriend. It was 2 years ago. We had just started dating. We stayed the night together. We had a late morning, then didn't even realize it was Valentine's Day. We had a late morning, got up, had a brunch, had a nice walk down Epic Kenny, just like a leisure day. I think we went and saw like a movie later that night. I think I stayed the night with him again. And the next morning I go home and I looked at the date. It was February 15th. And I was like, oh my God, I just spent Valentine's Day with this guy and didn't, and had like the cutest day ever and didn't even realize
it.
There
was no pressure when you didn't know it.
There was no pressure. And we honestly didn't think about it. And we just had a day where we just enjoyed our time together and it just kind of naturally happened. Yeah. And I really like that because we didn't plan, we didn't stress, we just enjoyed each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's a good one. When you don't, like, you didn't know, you didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no hearts everywhere and people at dinner. No. Guys. Yeah, you guys were just so into each other, maybe.
Can I share a friend one? Yeah. I just remembered, I used to be way more creative, it seems, but I'm one of my friends.
You are like, you're ooze creativity.
I know, right?
Are you kidding?
Origami boxes?
Step it up. We literally got like fresh chopped, I think it was like 2 pints of ice cream, but then fresh chopped fruit as well, and turned her bathroom into like a basically a jungle because they're Austrian. For some reason, this makes sense in that justification, but they had huge palm trees in their house in London, and we put them in the bathroom and steamed their huge shower. So it literally felt like a sauna with like fresh snacks and like a palm tree in it.
Wow.
In London.
Adorable. Like,
that's amazing.
That's awesome.
So this is very fun.
I didn't even know. You need a palm tree or something. But okay, so mine was... Well, the first one I remember was when I was in, you remember when we were, this is when it was a simpler time, when you were a kid and they'd give you those little, you had to give everyone in your class a little card, like those little peanuts. I don't know what they did in your generation.
Cards, yeah.
There were little tiny cards, right? Like you were little grams. Ones, the little love grams, and you give them to everybody.
Yeah, you give them to everyone in your class.
And you had to. And then when I was in third grade, I had a really big, like I got all the little ones and there was a big card. It was like one of those like giant Hallmark cards and I opened it. It was from this really cute guy. It was like third grade Chris in my class. And it was a card. It was like, you're terrific. And then there was a dollar inside of it.
And that was, oh my gosh.
A whole dollar.
A whole dollar bill. So I was excited about that. And then I remember a guy I was dating. And this just brings you back to like when Valentine's Day, I think that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves or, you know, do the perfect thing and do the dinner and the night out. And I really, we're going to focus on some other things you could do, which I think is just like taking the pressure off yourself, but really putting it on your relationship and doing something sexy and intimate. And I love this. We were, it was the first and last time I ever cooked. I just remembered this. So when I say I've never cooked anything, I once made a stir fry. It was chicken stir fry and it was at my house. I had roommates. So we had to go into my room and I created this whole like picnic and we had stir fry and I was wearing lingerie. Can we all just wear our lingerie now?
Apparently we're just always wearing lingerie.
And so I made him dinner and I had, I don't remember what I got him, but I remember he made me this scrap album of, we'd been going out for a year and it was our entire relationship and he was an artist. So he drew all these, he put photos in it, and then he'd draw these pictures. Like when we went camping, he'd take a piece of birch bark, and he had like wrote like little poems on it and stuff. And then he made a clay sculpture of me of how he saw me.
Oh my gosh.
I know, with like a heart that was like a removable heart that came off my heart. I don't know. He's like, and it was from him. He's like, "That's my heart that you hold," and it was really sweet.
So basically, everyone needs to date an artist.
Yeah, I know. Really. But I mean, I don't know, you guys. I think that we just got to like think outside the the traditional. Spend a lot of money on an expensive meal unless it's what your partner wants. I feel like it's the one. I mean, obviously, I think every day should be Valentine's Day, but let's be honest, we get busy. So if you can focus on the love that you feel for your partner and doing something like this is the one night legit. If there's something you've been wanting to try that's like sexy or just different, or have a talk about something you want to try. I think the best thing also back up is that if you're feeling pressure, I want to take the pressure off your Valentine's Day, because talk to your partner. If you're like, oh, what should I get and what should we do? I think save your money, talk together, say Valentine's Day is coming up. What's something we could do together that would kind of infuse those elements of like surprise, sexiness, maybe switching up locations, doing something that's just a little bit different that, that signifies your love and something that you want to share and do together that's a little bit different. Although I like, candy's great if that's what your partner's into. Oh, but I feel like there's all this pressure. I just don't want people to feel that this year. Yeah, have fun. What do you guys think about that? Like, is there anything?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think you need to tell your partner, just going back to communication. Like, don't expect them to, like, know exactly what you want for Valentine's Day. Don't just give them little hints. Be like, babe, I want chocolate. or want flowers, or let's, like Emily said, let's go do something together. Don't put pressure on the person you love. Like, just have fun with it. It's supposed to be a time of love, happiness, enjoying each other. Yeah. Not about the expensive dinner that he took you to, not about the jewelry or the whatever he got you. It's about him. It's about her.
Yeah. Playing around with each other.
Him, her. And whatever, everyone. Yeah.
Giving to people if you don't have anyone as well.
Yeah, well, like if you're single, let's talk about that. I don't know, people get bummed out about being single on Valentine's Day. And I think, God, it's such a great day to like do you and do something special for yourself.
Yeah. I would say treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
This is the best day to treat yourself.
Yeah.
Like, be relaxed. Do whatever you want that day. In fact, there's all those things when you go out. It's like, oh, yeah, couples deals for Valentine's Day. Like, take your best friend.
Exactly.
And just be like, hey, let's pretend to be a couple and get all the free stuff.
Exactly.
Like, that's fun, you know? Like,
completely agree.
You can be, and like, you can be just like, it's just like it's any other day, but it's like, you know how we get excited for like holidays. We're like, holiday, let's go. It's like, just be the same way. Go out and have a drink. Have fun. Like, who cares?
Again,
masturbate a lot.
Forget the pressure.
Buy yourself something. Buy yourself a toy.
Buy yourself a toy.
If you're single, I like the idea of doing something with like all your friends. Have like a single, invite your friends over. Go out to dinner with your girlfriends. In fact, I think it's a great night to probably meet someone. You go. Yeah. I know it is, actually.
It is.
You go to
a
bar, like that's who's going to be out. Go to your favorite restaurant.
Absolutely.
People, I like a single potluck. If you've been wanting to have a party at your place, just tell everyone to bring a single person and bring some food and hang out. But it's most importantly, like, it's about love. Mm-hmm. So I always do something for my friends, send them cards, send them notes. I love you. I'm thinking about you.
I think that's really cute. Like, I would be so ecstatic if I got like a note from just a friend being like, hey, like a Valentine's Day card, like way more than if a boyfriend did it. I would like really, I would probably tear up and be like, oh my God, I love you too.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, your friendship love is strong.
Yeah, it's a strong
friendship love is super strong, and you gotta remind them that you love them too.
Yeah.
Also, you know what I think would be fun just popped into my head? Third wheel on someone else's Valentine's Day. Just
crash it.
Just on for you.
I'm a great third wheeler. It's
so
fun.
I am, bro.
I think it'd be
fun.
Would
be. I'd bring you around for a good time.
Absolutely.
Totally
and then, like, you know, if it ever gets awkward, whatever, on your Valentine's Day date or tensions start to rise, you could be the comedic relief, you know?
Jamie says. Exactly. So, I have something broken down. What'd you say?
I said, don't listen to me.
Long-term relationships. So I think we had a long talk because we really want to bring you some things that are a little bit different here. And we were talking about long-term relationships and about sex in long-term relationships and communicating. So let's break it down into, like, if you're in a long long-term relationship. I think that this is a great day to, you know, prioritize sex if there's something you've been wanting to try in a relationship. We always talk about like creating that bucket list. We spend a lot of time prioritizing your sexual resolutions this year. This is a great day to be like, what should we do that's different? Like make that your drop dead date. Like I'm going to finally like tie you up or fulfill that fantasy like on that night. You get a hotel room if you're like kids are home. Like just that, that's like the night. Like that is your time to try that or, you know, create a list of things you will want to try all year round. You know, and you can also focus on if you guys aren't in a great place. Like, let's say you're like, you know what? Our relationship's been kind of shit lately. You get to choose how you want to spend that day. So if you're like, I really don't feel like doing anything but like really talking to my partner about some stuff that's been going on and that I want, like, I'm okay with that too, because that's a day of enhancing communication with your partner about whatever has been going on with you guys. It's been holding you back.
Totally.
Yep.
You can get super weird with it. I mean, I
think
focus
on laughter and communication. Laughter.
As well. Like if you, even if you're not communicating very well, like if you don't feel like doing a really intimate, like energetically connected situation, like get really weird and wear different onesies. You know what I mean? Like find an excuse to like laugh. Like matching onesies or something that like you would never do together, and like introduce some laughter and like weirdness back into it to kind of loosen up the old patterns and like allow for a new feeling of like lightness to be there. You know what I mean? Instead of just like, and we must connect.
Yeah. And to add on to that, if you are not maybe not in the best of places right now, take this time to just be like, you know what? This day I'm going to be in a great mood. I love this person.
Yeah.
And just be like, I'm going to be in a good mood. I'm going to make this a great night. Even if it's just you guys finally having, like you said, a great laugh together. Mm-hmm. Like, put yourself in that mindset of being happy and positive instead of letting, arguments go. Yeah.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Yeah, concentrate on the, you know, communication, openness. Better to have the conversation before Valentine's Day and then that date do something different. Because what I'm hearing about all of our like favorite days that stuck out was that it was like different. It was a surprise. So Jamie got a fish. He did it. The origami. Like you guys didn't even know it was Valentine's Day. You were caught in love. She didn't notice that everyone's like staring at those eyes. And there's like hearts everywhere. But that's
no
cool.
Idea.
I like that. But in a way, it's like, I think that the elements of like, I'm talking about like, you should know what your partner wants. But surprise, doing something different. Surprise goes right along with doing something you guys don't normally do, getting outside of your comfort zone of your relationship. Try it. Try something like that you guys keep putting off. And if you, again, like it doesn't have to be about money either. It can be like the scrap. I mean, I don't think it ever gets old doing like a scrapbook or framing a photo and telling your partner how you feel, like what you love about them. Because I do think that we a lot of times focus on the negative things. And this is just an important exercise, I think, to do a lot when you feel like you can only focus on the negative things. To write it down and let them know what you truly appreciate about your partner in a card, however you want to do it. Because I think that we, especially you forget sometimes that you, the things that you love them and why you love them and why you're in it. And I think we all like to feel appreciated and know why we're loved, even though we might know sometimes I'm like, why do you even like me? Like, have you ever been in that situation? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're like, why do you like
absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
We all want to hear it. It's not like just ego.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe part of it, but that's okay. I want to know.
It's always good to hear some nice things about yourself.
Yeah. I think that's also very useful, actually, you know, when you are kind of been in a bad place and you have been like maybe negative or like not like being frustrated with each other lately is when mm-hmm. You write down all the things you really do like about them and love about them. Yep. Like just even writing it down and seeing it, like it'll bring a smile to your face. Like absolutely. You'll calm down a little bit. Like you'll be like, oh, okay. Like this is why I put up with all the other stuff.
Exactly.
It's like this is what got me here in the first place. And it kind of brings you back to that, like, for even just a moment, maybe like that little like beginning time of relationship where everything was fresh. You're just like, mm-hmm. okay, this is what I initially like felt about you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and you can decide then and there, I'm going to get back to that place.
Right.
You
know? And that goes along with recreating the first date. I think that's fun.
Ooh, that's cute.
Like a long-term relationship. Like go back to the place that you met. Isn't it funny when we start dating someone, don't you often go back? Like, I remember when you first saw me and we first talked. It's such a fun, because we're trying to get back to that, those feelings we had. So I think, what if you actually can recreate it?
That's cool. Oh, that's cute. Actually.
I know, right? Nice. We're the same thing. We're the same food. I mean, I think that would be kind of like, oh yeah, remember when we did that?
You think that would be good, like kind of like also dirty talk too, to like, it's like, describe the first time you saw me, like what you thought.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think that's great.
It's like,
idea.
I know that would get, like, someone is telling me mm-hmm. that the first time they saw me and that they wanted what they wanted to do to me the first time they saw me, that would get me, like, there.
Yeah. No. I love
Shannon's already there.
I'm like, I love hearing what the guys want to do to me, what girls want to do. I'm like, oh, yes. It's making me feel good.
That is so good. Right. Writing it down, practice. Yeah. I love that. How can we think about sex differently on Valentine's Day? I'm so into like slowing everything down. You know, by like one of my top tips is like go 5 times slower than you think, but like slow, sensual sex. Like take time with the foreplay, give each other massages, mm-hmm. get one of these amazing candles we are burning, the Donna sex candles, candles,
amazing.
Massage candles, they might as well be sex candles. Yeah. Can we just talk about massage candles? I used to obsess about them when I had my own candles years ago, but I do feel like now these Donna candles, first of all, we talk about enhancing your senses during sex. Mm-hmm. They smell amazing. Mm-hmm. You light them. Then you blow it out and it's this warm massage oil that you can pour on your partner. Mm. Who doesn't ever want a massage? It takes away the stress.
Yes.
You're relaxed. And then you like rub up against each other's bodies. And you guys use these candles? I light them every time I go home. I'll pour it on myself at night.
You're like,
yeah, myself to my own massage.
Yeah.
I do.
That's glorious.
It's like a two. I love. I like, because it's a moisturizer too.
Mm. Yeah, it feels good on your skin actually. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. You're getting relaxed mm-hmm. and you're doing your skin a favor.
I also were gonna add, not just a back massage, but also take in mind like a good foot or hand massage.
Right.
Like that's easy to do while you're just sitting watching TV, watching a movie. Like give a little hand massage. It's, you'll be amazed if you give or receive the reaction.
Yeah.
Right. It's great.
And some really like passive things you can do is like fill a tub with Epsom salts and warm water and put your partner's foot in them, and then you don't have to do anything. But it literally, when someone did it to me, I was like, I'm gonna cry. It was like so
it's
nice.
So nurturing too.
Yeah. And then they gave me some tea and I was like, I don't understand what is happening to my system.
Right? Because the thought about you, the partner thought about you.
And yeah, yes, so that's simple. Allowed. You know, they didn't even have time to do other stuff, and that was more than going out to dinner and doing any of the fancy stuff. It was like, oh God, I really need this part. Just like sit down.
I think it's like that they consider that they think your partner knew that was something that you kind of needed, because it does get you grounded when you're in a bath or you like warm anything on top of you. I like that. What about some kinky sex? We'd have a lot of stuff on our site about blogs, about kinky side, first steps to do that, how to communicate, set rules, consent. Like, let's walk through a sexy kinky scenario.
Maybe pick a subject,
okay.
A theme.
Like,
you
what?
Know what I mean?
Walk me through some.
Oh, there's all kinds.
I know.
You
Shannon, go. What do you think?
Bondage and rope ties. You can do blindfolds. You can do a little spanking. You can do a little slapping. I always say, number one, go with a blindfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking away that sense, it's just the unknown and the anticipation just from that blindfold and taking away one of like our main senses is great. And then you can go from there, give a little tying the wrist up. That's very simple and also very sexy to have someone do that for you or to do it to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Feed them chocolate.
Feed them chocolate. Yes. Ice.
Ice chocolate, again, warm. Use the candle.
So use the candle.
Blindfold them. Use the candle. Yeah. Then use some ice cubes and blow on them.
Yeah. And if you get some hot water, maybe mint tea or something, just swish it around your mouth. You can manipulate the temperature of your mouth with ice or tea.
Absolutely.
And it has such an impact on like giving a head or giving kisses or anything like that. It's really fun to play
with. Yeah, that is fun. Mint tea in the cold. I like that.
I have to mention here though too that like Sport Cheese just came out with this new S&M line.
Yes.
They revamped it. They made it all like burgundy, which is such a sexy color. They have like all these cool things. And something that I thought was like super interesting that's like so simple too that I never thought of. We went to AMNI a little while back.
Sex toy trade show.
Yeah, sex toy trade show. And they were showing us, you know, because we love sport sheets. You know, we have so much fun. We talk
with
them.
So much fun.
There was, I want to say it was like a, it was kind of like three little chains on the end of a stick. I don't remember what it was
tickler.
Called.
The metal ball chain tickler.
The metal ball chain tickler. And she was saying, she's like, put this in a bowl of ice cubes. And it gets super cold and you trace that across your partner's skin. Like, it gave me goosebumps just thinking about it. And then she said, put it in hot water and it gets hot too. And it's like, just something so simple like that, like, but can feel so amazing. Like, I was like, I am going to do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, that's a really, it is a sexy line. I like that.
Before we continue on with the kinky sex, I always have to mention, if you guys want to take it to more of the choking or spanking or slapping or everything, make sure you communicate before. I would actually say, like Emily said, a couple days before, so that then like the day of, you're not like, okay, going down the list, like make sure you kind of already know and know each other's limits. And then you might be able to have a bit more fun with it.
For consent, like say words.
Absolutely, consent. Have another, a classic is using the colors. Green is good. Yellow is we're getting a little to my edge. Red is stop. That's always a classic way to continue on with it. But
have a good one. Have some fun with it.
It.
This is like the one night we're saying like, don't let it slip you by. Do it just pass you by.
The whole body is basically your playground. So like you could have like 15 minutes only dedicated to arms and get to know what part of your partner's arms is really, really sensitive. Mine's like the creases of my knees and my arms. Like, you could stay there all night. I'll be die happy.
And that's like foreplay. I mean, that's the part that like discover new erogenous zones that you never have. Like, when was the last time you really slowed it down with your partner? And I always say that kissing is the first thing that goes in foreplay in a relationship. So bring that back. Let it extend it out, you know, like.
And tease, be like, in the morning, only 15 minutes of, I'm going to just like play around with your legs and see what gets you off and then not get you off and then walk away till later, which is the arms, you know what I mean?
Because
it's like,
more touch.
Yep. Yeah, it's good.
Absolutely, that's fantastic.
What about some gifts? So this is coming out like, you know, you guys have like a 10 days, 12 days to get some things that would be cool for Valentine's Day. There is some stuff on our site that's really fun, the Unbound. I love all the Unbound jewelry.
Absolutely.
The Unbound gifts. The Unbound like handcuff bracelets, the lube shooter. We love the lube shooter. I just want a lube neck. I'm going to wear that.
Oh my God. I remember Shannon was looking on our site and she was like, oh my God, there's an ice cream lube vial necklace.
Do we have it?
Freaking out. Yeah, we have it on our site. And she was like, oh my God, I need this. Like,
how about the vibrating necklace? It's so beautiful.
Oh, right. The Crave, the Vesper.
Oh, it's so pretty. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, they have so much that they have the necklace whip.
Oh, yeah, it's like a choker whip.
Exactly.
It's really pretty. And it's beautiful.
There's one that's a chain and one that's, I think, leather. Mm-hmm. You can choose between them. I think like Emily said, the handcuff bracelet.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
Really is.
So also what I like about this, if you've been wanting that from your partner and you're like, don't know how to ask, wear those bracelets to wherever out that night. And then just like, you've already got your handcuffs on you.
Exactly.
And it's like your bangles and your bondage.
Really good conversation starter, by the way.
Yeah, it really is.
What these do.
And can I just add a little something? If you're going to wear the Unbound handcuffs to dinner, or you see your partner wearing the handcuffs to dinner, make them put the handcuffs on either wrist as you walk out the restaurant.
Really? So your handcuffs?
Oh, yeah. Walking out the restaurant.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little tease. And cares if someone sees it? It's very minimal. They're small. It'll just look like you're holding your hands together. Mm-hmm. But it's a little tease and it's a little excitement in public.
Yes. Yeah, and they're so pretty.
I like it. And then the Unbound box is cool too. The subscription box that you can get four times a year for your partner. You open up and it's like foreplay in a box. Yeah.
And that
our subscription box.
Have you seen? It's beautiful. I know.
We have them. We have. We're going to show it on the Facebook Instagram Live, because if you're in a relationship and you're like, we need to spice things up, it comes in the mail. And there's like every month it's different. Every few months, and it's like vibrators or lubes. It has little like games and things that you can play that you're like, it's in the box. If you can't think in your head what you want to do, you're like, we're going to do this.
Right. Let Emily plan your night.
Yeah. I could plan your night. I am. I'm like the sex toy whisperer. You just ask me what you need. It's going to come in the box. And
that's going to come in the box.
Just have some fun with it. And if you don't, you're still, what'd you say? It's going to come in the box. You can come in my box, but don't send it back to me.
Don't send it back. I'm glad you put that in there.
Do whatever you want in the box. I love when people tweet me. They're like, is it okay that I listen to your show and then I masturbate? I'm like, do you, baby. Whatever the show does for you, I'm cool with that. Don't send me pictures of it. Glad you're listening. If you're inspired to touch yourself, great. Any other last roundup tips for Valentine's Day? And we have stuff on our site too.
Yeah. Yes. If you're single, I guess this kind of depends on what you already have, or if you want to go on a spending spree on yourself. For me, because I'm single, I think I might just have a field day and try out all of the toys that I have. I'm just going to, you know, go to town for hours. Yeah, you know, why not? It is on hump day after all.
Exactly.
What would be your favorite toy? If you were on a desert island, you could bring one.
Oh, you know already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the womanizer.
Oh,
yeah. The womanizer to go.
The to go. Yeah. Although, ooh, the new small one, the Starlet, the How newcomer, it's surprisingly powerful. Oh, but
Jamie's the only one who has that,
you
by
have
the
it.
Way.
You have the
She's usurped me now in the top of the womanizer.
I know. Emily's like, okay, I don't get one, but for sure. No, like, it was just because, you know how I fangirl all the time over it. I'm just like, oh my God. Ah,
if it's you don't know what we're talking about, I nicknamed it the Clit Whisperer.
Yes.
Because it literally speaks to your clit. If your clitoris could talk, it would say, do what this toy does.
Immediately.
There's no other toys that do what the womanizer does.
It's amazing.
And it looks like a lipstick. It's awesome.
I actually can't believe it isn't more like dominant in the entire industry, because I haven't been desensitized by it. It's just like glorious and it's just... Yes.
I know.
Well,
this came out a few years ago. Two years, 3 years? How long have we been talking about it?
Yeah, like a couple
Two and a half
years,
maybe? So, yeah. And it was, like in all these years I've been doing this, it was the one product that was like, whoa. It was like, what? Like indirect stimulation of my clitoris? Like pleasure air technology? What?
That's the thing. It's indirect. So if you have, like some people, you know, everyone's got different sensitivities when it comes to masturbation and like touch. And like some people have a really sensitive clitoris. And that's what I like about this, is that on a low setting, it's indirect. It's not going to be overstimulating.
Yeah.
God, I want to go try it now.
Me too.
Just got me inspired. It's like all the foreplay I needed.
All right, show's over. Sorry,
show's
guys.
Over.
So we gotta go.
Done. Gotta go. What if you just started dating someone month
that
in?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Again, take the pressure off.
Yeah. It doesn't have to mean anything. It can just be like a fun excuse to go and do something new, play.
Call it out too. If you're pressure, here's the thing about everything about communication, you guys. Whatever you're worried about, that you're afraid you're going to be judged, that you're afraid that this person's going to judge you, they're thinking it too. And they're like, I know it's Valentine's Day. We've only been together a month or a few times. Just be like, you could even just say, call it out. It's Valentine's Day. Let's do something. Yeah. Let's have fun together. Mm-hmm. And then you go like, what would you want to do? You could like get tickets to something, but I don't think you have to really put that pressure to like surprise. You know, like, I know it's Valentine's Day and we just started seeing each other, but let's go have fun together.
I would definitely recommend just do something simple and together.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy your time together. Get to know each other a bit more.
Yeah.
And like Emily said, communicate, maybe talk about what a fantasy of yours, or talk about like the type of sex you want to try.
Right. I'm saying it's never, ever, ever too soon to talk about what kind of sex you're into in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Because people wait so long until it goes awry or their needs. What'd you say?
Maybe the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
I agree.
Because I think we still, all of it, like we assume that they're going to figure it out or they'll come that right time and to talk about it. And that just that time is never going to come until
you bring it.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, you know, if you get married before you find out that your partner like really loves dressing up as a giant squirrel, like you probably
as a giant squirrel.
Yeah,
giant
like
squirrel,
you probably would have needed to know beforehand for compatibility, because now it's a lot harder to like not take it personally and play and like take that as a playful invite. Whereas on the first date, if you're just really flat out honest, you could be like, meh, not into that. Or like, I'll try.
Exactly.
And I have to say that of all the stories I've heard about, like, oh my God, I can't believe that. I remember my friend was dating this guy. It was only like their first or second date, and he was like, I like to cross, like to wear women's underwear. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, do it then, right? Like she was like open. Like I feel like we think that. I think that he was a sheep herder, so we called him the cross-dressing sheep herder, but which was fun. But I did it. It was cool though.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I know. I love it. I love it.
But what I'm saying is our fears are like, oh my God, this person would freak out. But what I think most time people are just like, wow, you know what you like. They're curious. That's different. Exactly. I've never heard that. Yeah. I'm into that too. And you realize that when people are vulnerable and showing you what they're into, it opens up space for you to either say, God, that's interesting. What's that all about? Like, show me how you're into that. And I'm not really sure what I'm into yet, but I'll get back to you on that. Or I want to know, maybe you can help me figure out what my thing is. But I think our biggest fears that we have that's going to happen when we tell someone what we really want, we're afraid we're not going to be, they're going to reject us. They're going to leave us and we're not going to be loved. Ultimately, I think is our greatest fear in every situation. So I think that you'll be surprised if you haven't had this conversation yet about what you're into, this is another great night to do that. This is like a win-win because either you're going to find out that your person's not down with it, in which case maybe they're not the person for you if they're not as open. And also, what if they really are? And all the time you've been holding this in, the secret you have, and they're so cool with it. How great is that?
And they're cool, absolutely happy with it. And wouldn't it be better to do this early on instead of like wasting months or years or something with this person and then finding out, I can't live with that. I can't. I mean, it's better to find out early on and be truthful with yourself and your partner.
Perfect. It's also like, it's interesting to me how we will accept each other's genitals inside each other, but we can't talk about it.
That's such a good point.
That's just the thing. It's like, think about it. We are so much more comfortable just having the run of the mill sex than we are about actually talking about what we're comfortable with doing and what we want to try. I just think it's kind of fascinating if you think about it. And I feel like that's why Emily's always like, no, talk to each other, communicate.
Right. It's true. That's all I want. I want that. And I think that now, you know, I feel like people are getting more and more comfortable with it, but just, it's again, it's, if you haven't done it, that's why you have so much fear around it. But when you do it, it kind of just like,
it'll flow out.
You get all this energy too. And like stimulation from all the quote unquote nerves and stuff like that. Like you end up getting kind of like excited about getting that energy back. Cause you're like, ooh, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I once dated a guy for an entire year. We had a like just not great sex. Sorry if you're listening. But then we broke up for like 6 months. And then when we got back together sexually, it was like because we had nothing to lose. We had the best sex ever for like
give me an example. What happened?
Like we were too cautious and tender and polite when we were actually dating each other. Not even polite because we really wanted it to work. So there was all of this pressure to like energetically connect and like really be... just there was no freedom to be like raunchy and to be kind of like just whatever comes up that day and to just like have it be messy and funny and like whatever it was. Even if we tried, it was too much to lose. And then when we had nothing to lose, it was like suddenly we realized we had this exact same kinks a whole year without talking about them. Whole year dating each other without knowing that we are
What was the weird thing?
Like dirty talk. Like, let's say, okay, I have a good example with that particular person as well. It was like, he respected me too much. He would never just let himself go all nuts. And instead, when we like, he had nothing to lose, he would just go way out of our normal comfort zone and describing things that he would want done to me, which was kinky enough. And when we were dating, he was like, no, never, because you're mine. But then when we weren't dating, he was like, oh, fuck it.
Dirty talk is hot. A dirty talk describing what you want to happen. And I found this a lot. Like there was, like when someone's like, let's say there's the threesome fantasy. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great, like right now I'm picturing there's a girl, she's going down on you. She's, right. She's licking you. She's all over you. You're like going down on her. I'm whatever, right? You describe the scenario. You want to do that, Shannon? I think you'd be good at this.
Well, no, I do. I do think that dirty talk is fantastic, especially throughout the day. This is another thing you can do on Valentine's Day because it's on a Wednesday, right?
Hump day.
So it's on hump day.
Thank you, universe.
This is another great opportunity to start kind of sexing each other. Imagine that, like you just started. Like you just met again. You can have so much fun with it being very sensual and soft and loving, or you can take it a bit more intense and talk about throwing you around or I can't wait to ravish you or you can get really into
get descriptive.
It. Get really into it. Don't hold back and you'll be amazed how just, when you get home from work.
Life.
You're going to just have to rip each other's clothes off.
And practice. Like, if your partner isn't showing up in a way that you feel is like just the way you want it, like give them some guidance. Be like, you know, I actually really didn't like that one tiny comment, but everything else is great. You know, because if they don't know what you like, and like if you just want dirty talk, everyone's like very sensitive. And the clearer you are without massive repercussions, the more you guys get to know each other specifically. And that's fun in itself. It's like trial and error. And you're
so you go through and you like edit the text. You're like, babe, love these texts today. I'm down with this. I'm down with this. No, I don't know about the gangbang tonight.
Yeah. I agree. Like, you know what? Let's keep that for like, so, like not yeah. into that yet.
I like it. Like maybe yeah, nothing day, to lose, you like, guys. Yeah. This is the year of sex. This is the year to take hold of it. Get what you want. Mm-hmm. Get it filled. Get it fulfilled on Valentine's Day or later. Get it fulfilled and get filled up.
What you
okay,
want.
You guys, let's answer some emails. Let's give a shout out to our amazing sponsors. We love you so much. This is the biggest time of year for our industry, so I feel like go sexy, go shopping on our website. We've got a new store. Yes. That's amazing.
It's the Christmas and, for sex toys.
Mm-hmm. It is the Christmas for sex toys. Okay, I love you all. We'll be right back to answer your questions. Happy Valentine's Day. Emails. Okay, we are going to thank you to my trusty team here. Thank you to Jamie, Shannon, Jenny. Yeah.
Hello.
Let's answer some emails. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, that's amazing. You could text it. Text Ask Emily, all one word, to 797979. You get a form back, and then you enter all your question and contact details. And if you want to be called, especially on the caller show coming up on the 8th, let me know. Check the guest box. You can also submit a question via sexwithemily.com using the Ask Emily tab. And as always, include your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. This is from Tammy52 in Iowa. Hi, Emily. I love your show, and I'm so glad I found it. After a 26-year marriage, then divorce, and 6 years of working on myself, I'm finally dating. It's a little freaky. The last time I was in the dating world was 1984. I met this totally hot guy I'm really into. He's devilishly good-looking and very well hung. I've never been with a man of his size, and I really want to please him. I was wondering if there's any techniques you could share for oral and anal. Thank you. Tammy. I get it, Tammy. You haven't dated since 84. You haven't seen a hung man since ever. It's a good question. And it's funny that I've said this, and I just want men to be going, God damn it, I wish a girl was asking me about my big penis because I don't think mine is big. I actually get more questions from women who are like confused by big penises and like he had a small penis and I dumped him for the whatever. I just think that people trip on it. And large penises, yeah. While they seem like that's the holy grail, I think sometimes we're a little confused by it. Mm-hmm. So when I hear big penis, I just think lube, lube, lube. Mm-hmm. You got to use a lot of lube. Make sure that you're really turned on, Tammy, because you don't want to have any like pain.
No.
And the more turned on you are, the way you're going to open up, yep. The more lubricated you're going to be, but also always add lube and be sure that like, you know, sometimes it, I don't know how big it is, but sometimes you don't want to have to feel like you have to get the whole thing inside of you. So again, go slow. Let's start off with blowjob to a large penis. Don't feel the pressure. You have to put the whole thing in your mouth. And this goes for any penis, to be honest. I think when women talk about, or men, whoever, giving a blowjob, you get really tired. It's like your hands, like every blowjob was like it was an infant with a handjob once, right? Like it's kind of all starts as a handjob anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
can start, like your hands are like your best friend, your hands, your tongue, your mouth. Use your hand a lot. Use lube. You can, you know, stroke it. You can get to different areas that your mouth might not be able to get to with oral. So what are some good oral sex? This goes for any penis, really, but like she just wants to please this guy. What do you think, guy?
I say first and foremost, especially with a big, large penis or a hung one, remember that the tip is one of the most sensitive parts. Use your tongue, play around the tip for a good amount. That'll get it very, he'll get him very excited. And like Emily said, don't worry about trying to get the entire thing in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Hands are your best friend. Mm-hmm. And work your tongue around the tip. And so that's one of my biggest like
the tip, circle around the tip.
Circle around the tip, yeah. Play with the head.
And you can also use both your hands. Your fingers add a certain amount of texture. So if you're super lubed up on your hands and then you use them both, like you wrap both hands at the same time and then your mouth, and while you're going up and down, you're twisting your hands because it's so well lubricated, it's like a tornado. So that's pretty fun.
A tornado of the penis. Yes. It feels like it's a tornado.
And don't neglect the balls. Don't neglect the balls. Yeah. Honestly, like, and you don't be gentle. Because also some guys are very, like, I feel like guys' balls are range and sensitivity, like, so much. So just be gentle, but, you know, don't forget about them. Play around with them. Put them in your mouth. Like, pay attention to those kinds of things. Kind of also, like, what I like to do, at least in the beginning, and this is for all penises, but is that, like, start, like, using, like, just your breath, like, as a tease. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when you're going to go down, even before his pants are off, like, do it over his boxers or over his pants, like, really just kind of like use that like it's the same thing with women. The more you tease them, the more they're going to want it. And so it's actually going to like arouse them more. So you're not going to have to spend as much time with the penis in your mouth.
Right.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. And then also I just love doing using ice cubes.
I was going
to talk to you about that. Yeah. Talk to you how you put it in your mouth. You dragging it like in your mouth and then you spit out the ice cube. So your mouth is wet, or you drag the ice cube along the shaft.
You do all of that. Also another thing, depending, and you have to be careful. Like you don't want to choke on the ice cube. I'm just saying, I'm like disclaimer here. You don't want to choke on the ice cube, although it will melt. So just keep that in mind. You're not going to die, but you like Shannon said, the tip is so sensitive. If you keep the ice cube in your mouth and you kind of have it somewhat in the back of your throat and you press the tip into the ice cube while you kind of use like your mouth to suction a little bit, like I've only gotten good results from that.
You got 5 stars in Yelp for that.
Another good tip is something you can, this is a bit more plan ahead, but if you get warm water and put a cloth in warm water to make the cloth nice and warm, wrap his penis in the cloth, create his get his penis a bit more warm, put an ice cube in your mouth, and that'll give an extra temperature sensation to him, so it's even more
it's warm and
the cold in your mouth, so you can use your breath, or like Jamie was just saying, with the ice cube in your mouth, give it a little second, but the making his penis a little extra warm will give a bit more sensation or temperature play.
Oh, I like that.
It's a good one.
I'm going to try that now. Okay. Thanks, Shannon.
How about anal? Anal with a big penis. Go slow. Oh. It's my same tips for everything else.
For sure. Like even more lube.
Breathe. You want to relax. Slow. I mean, you want to go slow and make sure that like, start with fingers. I don't know how experienced you are with anal, Tammy, but this is where it helps to have a, you know, you have your orgasm first, have a clitoral orgasm. So you're like opened up and you're relaxed and you're really like, breathing, and it's just like slow breathe, and he can answer you more and more and more.
But and play with your clit while, like, play with yourself or have him play with you while he's slowly trying to open up the backside.
What position you think?
I think it's doggy style. Yeah, it's probably easiest doggy style to begin with, especially because that gives you
can back up, you can control.
It helps give you control.
Or on your back, too, with your legs back, if you can control it. Just be communicating about it, and don't feel the pressure if it hurts, like you always want
to. Yeah, speak up. Like, let him know. Like, this person doesn't want you to be uncomfortable, but also may not be able to pick up on your clues, like, especially if he can't see your face. Like, if it's doggy style, you need to be vocal. Be like, hey, whoa, slow down. Take a second. I think also, like, especially depending on how experienced you are, like maybe just like shallow thrusts, like not like he doesn't have to be like a full in and out every time.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Shallow thrusts.
Because the tissue back there is so super sensitive. So another thing is just getting yourself completely relaxed, maybe using vibrations to relax the muscles around that area.
So like using a little vibrator to tease it, use a butt plug.
Yeah. Yes.
What's my favorite butt plug right now? Have you used any good butt plugs lately?
FT London G-Plug.
G-Plug.
They're new ones, remember?
Those are bits of... Oh, she should get the FT London, the new big ones.
The Bioskin.
The Bioskin.
Not a fan. Personally, just because I'm not a fan of anal stuff. On me.
But they're big. Right. I got it. But these are big butt plugs.
Pretty good size. You get ready for a big penis.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Work your way up. Okay, good luck with you, Tammy. And I'm so glad you found a good hunky man. Okay, this is from Jill, 25, Chicago. Dear Emily, I love listening to your podcast during my commute, and I've been thinking about how to spice things up in the bedroom. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year, and things are starting to get boring. I really get turned on when he talks dirty to me, but I feel like we say a lot of the same things and it gets old. What are your favorite or dirtiest things to say or hear in the bedroom? The dirtier, the better. Thanks so much, and thanks for an awesome podcast. Thank you, Jill. You're awesome, because we were just kind of earlier in the show talked a little about dirty talk, but I feel like, I don't know, I know it can be really intimidating if you've never done it, and even the fact that you're trying, it gets old. I've had these moments where I'm like, I still, even though I teach, as I'm being honest, I have moments where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to say right now. I really do. Sometimes it happens to me, and it comes back, but I feel like can't talk about it enough, especially now, because sexting is, you know, it's kind of all the same thing, like what you say in a sex, you say in dirty talk. So
I feel like some basic tips we've given, then we can get into some specifics, but describe the sexiest time that you had sex. So wherever it was, it could be in the first time you had sex or the first time, you know, you were in the elevator at your, you know, friend's wedding or whatever. That happened to me once. I was going up to the wedding and we had sex in the elevator. But describe like a fun, sexy time you had together, something that you want to do, something that you're feeling in the moment. But how do you get really dirty? Like, I'm going to assume that you've already done all that, Jill, because you're asking next level dirty. So I'm going to turn this over here. Shannon was whipping out her phone.
Oh, that's for sexting, but...
Okay, but sexting or dirty talk, dirty, right? Talk,
I think a great, like you said, a great thing for dirty talk is, yeah, talk about one of your sexiest encounters or sexiest times with that partner or your first time having sex, how amazing was what they were doing. Kind of like talk about that. Remember when we were in the elevator and we were so nervous that someone was going to open the door and walk in on us. You can talk about that while you're having sex. You can whisper in each other's ears. I think this is also a great stepping stone into fantasies. Maybe bring up, I have a fantasy of, I'm going to say, being dominated. Okay, maybe your partner isn't quite ready to do that. This is a time to, you can kind of be like, what if you turn me over and like spank me right now? You can kind of start talking about little fantasies. And maybe it's a fantasy you guys won't even do, but the talking about it might turn you on. Or talk about your partner's fantasy and be like, what if I was like spanked you? Or what if I don't know, put on ladies' underwear or whatever it was, something that your partner, their fantasy, you kind of whisper in their ear. And that'll really turn them on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just think dirty, dirty, dirty.
Description's your best friend. Even if you don't know how to start doing it or whatever, just think about, you can even like watch a porn that you think is
Yeah. Reading erotica together.
And then just describe it, you know what I mean, with them instead of the porn star. And it gives you endless material, really. You can look anywhere and then describe that during sex, before sex, on text, see what they like, what they don't like. Or if your partner really wants something kinky, you don't have to necessarily do it. Even just describing it to them might get them there and be really exciting. Yeah,
and you can get creative, if you watch a porn or whatever, maybe, if it's, a themed porn, get into that kind of role play, make it, even if it sounds cheesy, it's actually really hot when you do it, as cheesy as a, the prisoner and the cop can be, it's actually really hot when you do it.
And you get into it.
You get into it, and that's the thing, it's all about confidence. It's when you second guess yourself, that's what stops you from talking. You're like, oh crap, I'm gonna sound stupid. It's like, you know what, you're in the bedroom, no one's gonna know. It's not gonna be the next day your boyfriend's gonna be like, oh my god, she said this and this. It's like, no, it's gonna be just between you guys. You just say whatever you want. I mean, it's difficult. I had my,
but she's like dirty, 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 and she's saying your favorite or dirtiest, and it's like, I think that's like, I can't objectively tell you. It's so subjective. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think what you find, and I think that if you're kind of stumped, again, I think we try to solve a lot of our sex challenges alone. And if you are in a relationship, I love the idea. Like put on porn together, right? Like Jenny just said, read erotica. Yeah. I found this sexy story, babe. Let me read it to you. Mm-hmm. I love taking a bath. I haven't done this in years. This is something good. I'm thinking to myself again. We used to read erotica to each other, in the bathroom, in the bathtub, not in the bathroom. He's on the toilet.
And adjectives are your best friend. I will say that adjectives are your best friend.
Yeah,
look them up. You can look them up. Maybe not during sex, but before.
Babe, hold on. I need the thesaurus.
Let me get the thesaurus real quick. But adjectives are your best friend, and that's one way to definitely get creative and dirty and just find different descriptive words for big.
Right. There's nothing. No. Yeah. Right. Gigantus. Is that a word?
Swollen.
But I like the idea also, sweetie. Jill, if you want to practice, I'm serious. There's nothing wrong with reading something erotica, finding something that you're I just saw that, and take a shower or whatever you're doing. And when you're going to work in the morning, think to yourself, what did I just see? And describe it. Practice. Practice yourself saying it. And then when you say it in the bedroom, it won't be like, oh, I've never said this word before.
And practice Audible, makes perfect. I forget what book it is, but there's a bunch of erotic stories there. So while you're driving, you can listen to somebody reading off their own fantasy. There's so many. There's a podcast.
There is a podcast with
it's
dirty.
It's really good.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is, but looking for something. For somebody asked me, and it was I just put in erotica podcast, and you can literally listen to it and be like, oh, and practice. Okay, this is from Sarah 24 San Diego. Hi, Emily. I'm a huge fan of your podcast and I love everything about it. I'm currently dating a coworker. It's been about 4 months and we're still unofficial. I'm 24 and he's 34. He's higher up in the company. However, we don't work on the same team, department, or floor. We have very little or no interaction at the office. I already knew what I was getting into before we started dating, and I recently asked him where he saw this was going. He gave me completely valid answers. He needs to make sure our work will never cross paths since he's older and would like to get married. He's been cautious that he doesn't jump into something he's not 100% sure of. While I understand where he's coming from, even though I believe he's overthinking, my issue is that we've only had sex twice in our 4 months of dating. He seems to be completely hung up on the fact that we work for the same company. What should I do or say to ease his mind again to be more intimate more often? This is a great question, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. He's higher up in the company. I think that it is tricky. It can be tricky. I don't know if there are, you know, maybe there is some kind of policy with your work that you shouldn't be dating people, you know, in the workplace. But also you got to think about if you guys break up. I mean, he's maybe been there a little bit longer. He's worried about his reputation. I feel like, you know, you can let him know that you'd like to see him more, but kind of get some understanding behind it. Like, is it a real fear that he has? Is there some kind of policy in place you don't know about? Because right now, well, it seems amazing. You've got all this chemistry. You don't know what's going to happen if things go south. Jenny, you were going to say something.
Yes, I have a lot of experience coaching people through this, actually, because I used to work for nonprofits. So it's like a big sensitive point. If you have an HR department, definitely go talk to somebody. I'm pretty sure, and depending on your industry, it's absolutely confidential and you're actually doing it to protect the company. So they could draft up a document that basically, you guys just kind of talk about it. You know, it's like a written consent of like what you will and won't allow to bring into the office and yada, yada. And it might let him relax more, especially if he's more senior than you. And also you guys have it on paper, you have permission and you're outside the company. Like it is definitely sensitive for older men in a company. And because especially there's a now, lot that can happen. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that you just need to ask him straight up. I mean, like literally you can let him know what you just asked me when you, next time you guys are out together, because you know, you're saying he gave you valid answers and it seems like you only had sex in 2 months. So there's something else going on here. Mm-hmm. It could be fear of the company. He might be dating other people. I don't really know what it has to do with, but I feel like you don't want to push this to go somewhere that he's not ready to go. Yeah. So yeah. I just think it's more communication.
At the same time too, like it seems like, you know, like did you tell him like where you saw it going? Like you have a say in this too. Like you're half of the relationship. So I think that's like, eventually you're going to be like, look, like I understand your concerns, but you need to kind of tell me soon. Like we don't have to get like fully together, but you know, like you can't keep stringing me along for like, what if it's another 4 months and you're still not official and he's still in the same spot? It's like, I'm not saying giving him an ultimatum, but it's just kind of like make him know that like the way that you feel is also valid. I think it's like just an important thing to mention.
Right. There. And he's hung up that you guys are in the same company. I mean, maybe that's valid. Maybe there's some other, again, there could be some other things going on here.
Yeah. I think if you guys were having sex all the time and he was hung up about the company, it would make more sense. I guess I would ask him like why you're not seeing more of each other, even in the casual realm. It does kind of sound like there might be something else going on.
I would just keep asking. And again, don't, you know, you don't want to pressure him either, but I think that you got to let him know. Cause if you're looking for something else right now, maybe looking for more of a relationship or more of a commitment, it's been 4 months. It's enough time, I think, to know how it's going to be. People kind of show you who they are and where they're at. So you don't want to talk him into something he's not ready for, but it's important to get more information. Mm-hmm. So thank you. That's all we have time for. Thank
fun.
You, guys. Yay. That was super fun. Happy Valentine's
Day,
my love. I have the best team ever. Mm-hmm. So thank you all. And thank you to everyone for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. Just remember it's a day of love. And at the end of the day, really love yourself first.
Yes.
So important, you guys. So masturbate on Valentine's Day, at the very least. I'm asking you to do that. But thank you all. Thank you to my amazing team here. Thank you, Shannon and Jenny and Jamie. And thank you to Ken, producer Lark, and Michael. And thanks everyone for subscribing to the show on iTunes and reviewing it. We love that. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Text Ask Emily to 797979.